Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Recently, I've talked to a number of companies that are going through major change initiatives, from new systems, new ERP systems, to new procedures, new policies, new ways of doing business. And it's really interesting because everybody has their own way of doing things at different companies. And I've asked all the companies, I said, well, how are you preparing people for this change? And typically what I hear is this tactical, here's what we're going to do to drive change. Here's the change we're going to have. I think we would all agree, somebody who's mentally prepared, somebody with a growth, positive, open mind set, will be more accustomed to accepting and driving and executing and change than those that feel it's thrust upon them. So I was talking to a manufacturing firm, and I asked them, we're going through this change management initiative. And I asked about 4 out of the 8 top executives. I said, so how do you see change management? What, you know, how do you define successful change? They had 4 vastly different responses. And one of the VPs said to me, he said, wow, that's not good. So I don't think it's bad. I just think that you have to be in unison with one another so there's consistency across the board. Now, there's change management models out there like ADKAR and what have you, but I go back to change. Now, I'm going to give probably an off-the-wall analogy. When I coach volleyball, I used to always tell my players, before the season, we're going to have ups and downs. How you react to them is important. When we lose, and I said, we're going to lose, how you react speaks to your character. So I want us to think about change as our everyday opportunity. So our definition of successful change is reacting positively to adversity with a smile and conviction. Does everybody agree? All the kids would agree. And that was our mantra. Those were the type of things they did every year. I think before the season starts, the season of change implementation, we have to, 1, define it. 2, we have to come up with a plan of how to coach to it. And then 3, we have to prepare people. I'll give you another example. I was talking to someone about going through a major thing at their organization. And this person, a good friend, started to tell me about how they felt. And they said, oh, it's just not been communicated well. And I'm really getting frustrated. And I said, well, you left me a message that you wanted to ask me a question. What's your question? Well, I guess I didn't really have a question. I just wanted to, you know, see what your opinion was. I said, on what? You haven't asked me anything. Well, they're going through this huge change initiative, and it's like nobody knows what's going on. I said, well, if nobody knows what's going on, how does anyone know that change is coming? And she smiled at me. She said, well, I kind of took that out of context. You know, most of us don't know what's going on. I said, has the change started? And she said, well, no. I said, you seem really upset for something that hasn't started yet. And what it spoke to everybody is the uneasiness that it prompts in people emotionally when it comes to change. We want to know exactly what it's going to look like, what it's going to smell like. How's it going to feel? And oh, I got to know how it's going to impact me. That's what change does to people. Now, in our own little world here at Progress Coaching, AI is not coming. It's here. It is thrusting upon change in the L&D industry. As I'm off to ATD in the next 18, 19 days for the international conference down in New Orleans, we're going to see change exponentially down there. So what do? Do you run from it? Do you fight it? Do you take flight? Do you work through it? You have to acknowledge change is inevitable. preparation for change is setting expectations, letting people know of stages or milestones, communicating what's going to go on. And I always say this with change, it will not go perfectly. There will be hiccups. How are you going to react to those hiccups positively are the questions I would encourage you to use. So number one, define it. Number two, create those milestones. Number three, discuss how you're going to coach to those definitions. And number four, prep people for change. Ask them, what are they going to do to help execute change? What are they going to do to embrace the bumps in the road when change is starting to be implemented? Because it's going to happen. And you know what's so funny? Organizations, when they go through change, it's a very scary thing because we need people to execute. Yet we will label things at a very global level. These projects, they never work. They never work, so you're out of business? So we take things out of context because we're emotionally reacting to change. So again, at your organization, coach to change before change starts.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.